course, a brother's topic here is consider your way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Consider our ways is very important.
Amen.
One thing we need to realize is we are talking about a spiritual building. Mm. What is that? We are talking about spiritual building. And today in the New Testament age, unlike the Old Testament time, the blessings are not material blessings.
Right.
You have to realize this. But a blessing is spiritual blessing.
Yes.
I will bless her abundantly with spiritual provision. In the church life, whether we are rich, poor, we have abundance or not, it depends on God. And it depends on you. If you're lazy, of course, you don't want to get a job, don't expect the Lord to bless you. Well, I said, I'm for the church, so I'm not going to work, and I'm going to be a millionaire. You're not going to be a millionaire. And I don't believe in the church life the Lord's going to make you a millionaire, because it's going to ruin your heart. In the past, I've known people who were very poor in the beginning. Came from China, went to Hong Kong, and when they were poor, they loved the Lord, seeking for the Lord. And one day they became rich and became fallen and did a lot of sinful, bad things. So the Lord is not going to bless you abundantly with material riches. I don't think he would do that. In fact, the Bible, Paul's writing, is never to encourage the believers to be rich. That doesn't mean that there are not rich people amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
But do not desire to be rich. If you are, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. And Paul says, to the rich, that they should not just use the riches for themselves, but for the poor. To share it with the poor. So today, the blessings that we are expecting from the Lord are spiritual blessings. The church life needs to be so full of spiritual riches, the riches of Christ, in his divinity, in his humanity, his love, his patience, his long-suffering, his wisdom, his holiness, his righteousness, his peace. There's so many things. The riches of Christ is what we need today in the church life.
Amen.
So if we are not seeking after him, we are going to be spiritually bankrupt, poor. That's why there's so much fighting among the Christians. No peace. Every man for himself, everybody going his own ways. And you don't see any real spiritual riches. What we want in the church life is what Paul said, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Praise the Lord. The unsearchable riches of Christ. He is our real treasure.
Amen.
Now, concerning this point here, considering our ways, I really enjoyed what our brother shared. We all need to know what is in God's heart. You know, in Deuteronomy, before God's people enter into the good land, God told them very clearly, you must seek out the place where I have chosen to put my name there. And there you must bring the offering. You shouldn't just offer in any place you like, just like the Gentiles. They have their own favorite offering places. Idols. So, there, which is Jerusalem, actually, Zion, the place where God has chosen, there you have to bring all the offerings, your first fruits, the firstborn of the cattle, All the offerings must be for the enjoyment of God. But when they entered a good land, they didn't think about that. Every man is just for their own satisfaction. For how many years? Close to 490 years about. Can you imagine? For so many years, nobody cared for what God wanted. They all have their inheritance there in the good land. They all built their houses. They became rich. But nobody cared for what is in God's heart. Lisa, if you were there in the good land, what would you do? Would you have thought about what God has said? In Matthew chapter 16, the Lord said, I will build my church. Praise the Lord. This is what God really wants. But after 400 some years, finally there was a man called David. And he finally realized what God's need was. Because he was living in a castle there. He was living in a palace. A beautiful palace. And one day he was in his porch there and looking out, and he saw the little old torn down tent. And that was where the ark was dwelling. Finally, he felt so ashamed. He said, behold, I was dwelling in this wonderful, beautiful palace. And God was there in that little tent. For how many years? For many, many years. That's why he swore to the living God, I will not come into my house, nor give slumber to my eyelids, nor enjoy the comfort of my bed until I find a dwelling place of the God of Jacob. And this is what God desires. So may the Lord open our eyes. Then, after the temple was built at the time of Solomon, it was destroyed again because God's people didn't care to sanctify God's place. And so finally, they turn God's dwelling place into a, what? A den of thieves, a place where they worship idols. All kinds of idols were there. You can read the book of Ezekiel. So God invited Nebuchadnezzar to come and destroy the temple. Burn down the holy city. And brought God's people into Babylon. 70 years later, they came back and tried to rebuild. In the beginning, they were all burning. But because they met so much problems and difficulties and resistance and opposition, so after a while, the temple work stopped. Everybody got discouraged. Work stopped, and they went back to building their own homes there in Jerusalem. And this is when Haggai came in. And I remember several years ago, we were all burning for Christ and the glorious church. Really, we gave ourselves, but we encountered so many difficulties and so much problems. And after so much problems, what happened? Many were discouraged. Many were discouraged. That's why we need Haggai here. Consider your ways. How are you doing spiritually? How is your relationship with the Lord? What is your experience? Day by day, what's going on in your spiritual life? Or are you just doing your own thing there? And are you just pursuing your own goals? What is going on in your spiritual life? What about God's house? What about the church? How is the church doing in New York City? In Toronto? In Vancouver? What about the church life here in Fountain Valley? In Cupertino? How is it going? Or nobody cares? Do you really care? Consider your ways. How is your spirit? How is your heart? Is it burning? Is it absolute? Or you gave up long time ago? 5 years ago, you gave up. You said, no, it's not possible. How about you, Timo? Right? What about you? When was the last time you really gave up? How is your heart? Is it burning? Amen?
Amen.
After going through trials and problems, how's your heart? Praise the Lord. How about you? Consider your ways. We have to consider your ways. Look at the condition. Look at our condition in the church life. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Is God satisfied? We need to ask all these questions. May the Lord open our eyes. In Vancouver, are you satisfied? Peter? Right? We all need to consider our ways. Lord, I want to see your glorious church built in a place where we are. Consider your ways. So may the Lord stir us up in these days.
Amen.
Not to just go on complacently and thinking everything is okay and having a routine church life. No, we don't want a routine church life. We want to finish God's work.
Amen.
Forget about the past. Forget about all the difficulties. Forget about all the problems. Yeah. All the challenges in the past. We got a very important work to do.
Amen.
We want to present the glorious church to our dear bridegroom.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy pull you down. No. In the last 40 years, I've gone through so many difficulties. I'm still standing here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Still burning, I hope. Eh?
Amen.
Right. So we shouldn't be discouraged. But we should continue to go on.
Amen.
Don't expect a church life without any challenges. Hallelujah. Amen, Mo. Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Year after year, from time to time, the Lord really has to help us to consider our ways and be encouraged.
Amen.
To go on.
Amen.
This is why we are here together.
Amen.
Not to give up, but to be burning, whether you're young, you're old, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager, right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to give ourselves for this wonderful, great purpose.
Amen.
May the Lord be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.